Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Sanacori, and guess what you're listening to? Guasabara Taino Radio. Este Radio Taino, Guasabara. Guasabara in the Taino language always means warrior, guerrero. So right now, I like to thank everyone for tuning in. It's going to be a great show. Yo tengo mucha música hoy, a lot of music I'm going to be playing for you guys to listen to. And I'm trying to get some Taino-inspired music for everyone to hear, you know. But for now, I'm going to play that theme song. Guasabara Taino Radio. Muchas gracias a todos ustedes escuchando Guasabara Taino Radio, Taino Radio Taino. I'd like to thank my daughter once again, Anani Ramos. That's right, she composed this song just for this show. So check it out. There's a lot of stuff going on tonight. I have close to 1 hour of some music. If you have any questions, alguna pregunta, you can always write me at tainosagrado@gmail.com. I got some comments last week about the show. They love the music, and I was asked to play some Taino, more Taino music, musica taina. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff that you can find online, and it's not really, you know, there's a lot of Taino-inspired music. But I had to go all the way to La República Dominicana, Dominican Republic, to get some songs. One of my favorite people, Juan Luis Guerra. Back in 1992, he wrote an album called Arreto. And Arreto is the traditional ceremony in which dancing and singing takes center stage. So what a beautiful album he created. It's called Arreto. And, man, it's just amazing. And I want to play Luis later. And I got also Ilka Mateo, a Taina for many years, also from the República Dominicana, Quisqueya, La Bella in Haiti. Check it out. She plays some amazing songs throughout the year. She's composed. And I picked some of her songs I'm going to play tonight. And remember, I have no Rice City songs, but I did purchase some, okay, online. So I can play them just for you. So I want to play one song that's dear to my heart, okay? And it's a song that I put on YouTube many years ago, okay? And it's called the Taino Calling Song. And it's a song that came to me one night. I was actually watching TV. And boom, it just came to me like lightning. So I shut the TV off. I got my little Casio camera. And I try to create a cave experience, como los bajiques, leante, una cueva. And I got a little candle, and I just got into that zone where I'm in the cueva, I'm in the cave, and I started singing this song that came to me. It was the two principal semis, which is, the ultimate semis, the sacred beings, Atabera. And Atabera is the creatress, the divine feminine that gave birth to the cosmos. And then she gave birth to a son, Yokahu Wama, or Yokahu Bawamarakoti. He is the son of the water who has no father. Okay? So that song, I think it was like good 8 years ago, I put it on Facebook. I mean, not on Facebook, sorry, on YouTube. And it got some good reviews, you know. I'm still getting a lot of people that listen to it, and I'm really, really happy that people love it. And I use it in ceremonies all the time. So I'm gonna play that version of the song. There's two versions of it. One is a como se llama? It's a smaller version. This is the one I'm gonna play, the short version. And there's a longer version you can also find on YouTube. It's the long version of the Taino Calling song. So here we go. Up this evening, you always have to call the sacred beings, and what more sacred is the creatress, creator, divine feminine, masculine coming into our life. So if you're listening to this, thank you live, you're listening, awesome. And if you're downloading this song, this show in the future, I'd like to thank you as well. I'd like to thank all the countries who constantly tune in, okay? I love you all, and thank you for tuning in. And check this out. I'm going to start with Ika Mateo. How about that? Many years ago, she composed this song. Okay, you can look her up. Her songs are Ika Mateo. And this song is dedicated to Ana Gaona. And Ana Gaona was the chiefess. Her husband, Gaona Bo, died in sea. He was a prisoner of the Spanish crown, Christopher Columbus. He was sent to Spain in chains as a prisoner. And as he was going to Spain, the ship sank in the ocean. So when word got back to Quisqueya, the Taino people, our ancestors, it shocked Ana Gaona. So she took his place as one of the chiefess in the western part of the island. Unfortunately, the Spaniards, the invaders, they hung her. They killed her in public where everyone can see the atrocity. Well, this song is called Ana Gaona. Iga Mateo, take it away.
Corresponden la noche colocada. cabalgando sobre el mar de nuestra destrucción. Ya no hay nada que hacer, han llegado lo que esperamos. Y uno de ellos está amando a nuestra reina. Y uno de ellos está
Matú, muchas gracias, Eta Mateo, por esa canción muy bonita, A la Caona. Thank you so much, Ilka, wherever you are. I know you're in California. Thank you so much. You know, I've been to many of your concerts, and they're all so powerful, Ilka. So I'd like to thank you for creating this song, A la Caona. I'd like to give a shout out to the Agua Dulce community out in San Juan La Maguana, keeping A la Caona traditions alive and well. They are descendants of A la Caona. So right now, I'm going to place, you know what? Let's go to the Arreto. The Arreto was the time where we danced. It's the time that the sacred songs, it was the time that the sacred stories were mentioned, were shared by the Behique. It was the time, what called now in North America, the powwow time, where people could come together and enjoy the fruits of the labor, the fruits of what we call life, la vida. Juan Luis Guerra, that great singer from Dominican Republic, Quisque La Bella, his interpretation of Arreto, okay? True story, back in the day, in Arreto time, this is what Bartolomé de las Casas, one of the, he was the closest, I believe he was the closest non-Taino person that was close to the Taino culture. Bartolomé de las Casas had a rough start in Cuba. He came as a lay Catholic. He owned some native slaves. Then he realized the error of his ways when he came back. He came back as a priest of the Dominican Order of St. Dominic. And he spoke out against the atrocities of the invaders, the Spaniards, and he really did his best to try to educate Europe, especially the church, especially the king and queen, about the atrocities that were going on. Before his death, he wrote many, many books, and including the complete history of the Indies, 3-book volume of all the stuff that he remembered historically. And the ajeitos, he will mention about these ajeitos when they'll get together. And there's a funny story about that, you know, we used to have a drink made out of yuca, similar to the South American drink called chicha. We had pineapple and we also had yuca. As far as I know, the yuca drink was lost, okay? But according to the La Casas and many writers, this yuca was very, very potent, this yuca drink, chicha. And according to the stories, in ajeitos, you're dancing all night long, you know? And part of the dancing is remembering the old ways, remembering the ancestors, and just, you know, having fun. And according to the stories, it could be true or false, but the La Casas and others, they mention that the women would drag their men by the moño, by their ponytail, and drag them back to the bohío. So I can see that because, you know, it still happens now, right? So I'm telling you, this is truly, truly, I love reading a lot of these stories. You know, they're false or true, but I can believe that, you know, if you ask me. I truly, truly will believe that. The moño, you know, you see a lot of the men, for a while now, they have this hairstyle where they cut the sides and they'll have the moño, the ponytail on top of their head, you know? And this, believe it or not, is a style that the Makori tribe used to have on the, I believe it's the eastern region of the island, the Makori tribe. It wasn't really a Taino. At least politically, they weren't Taino, and they spoke a different dialect than the general Taino, but they had that hairstyle, which I believe, and I see a lot of pictures, come from the Mayan, the influence of the Mayan. So I want to play another song, and this is one of my favorite songs. It's from the Arawak people from Guyana. Now the Arawak people, they are our ancestors. You know, they came from South America, and 2,000 years ago, they traveled up the Orinoco River, or I should say, the Guyana, which is the northeast, they started going island hopping, Trinidad and so on, the Virgin Islands, until they reached Puerto Rico. So check this out. You're not going to believe this. There's some songs that were recorded from these people in Guyana. And according to history, Guyanese people, or these Arawak people, their ancestors came from the north. So it seems like after the invasion, okay, after 1492, a lot of them went back to the homeland to escape the atrocities and slavery. So the Arawak people in Guyana, they still, you know, they still speak the language. And this is a song by Arawak from Guyana, and she's speaking her language. It's called "I Alone Am a Monkey Baby."
Daivani wabo fuji isa. 하스코요 카니세 호지 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 카니세 나로니 와우 호지 이사 호지 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 카니세 하스코요 카니세 호지 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 카니세.
Wow, there you go. I love that song. Da, la, 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 la. It's like the beat, man. I love it. I love it. I think at one point she got a little tongue twisted there, but I love the humor, you know. You just see the smile. I believe this album was recorded in the early 70s. And I don't know if a lot of these people are still alive that singing these songs, but, you know, I just... You know, it's just cool that you know, we still have this, that we're able to play it, you know. So, I'm going to look around now, some songs. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know, in the past shows, I have Spooky Lou, and I have Stephanie Sky as co-hosts, some of the shows, especially the paranormal shows. But today, I have a special co-hostess. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Rosa, can you hear us?
Hey. Yes.
All right.
How you doing?
Well, I should say, can you hear me? All right.
Yeah, I hear you well.
Oh, that's
thank
good.
You.
Well, listen, I'd like to introduce Rosa to the audience. Rosa is a member of Arayeke Yukayeke, and it's amazing
yes.
that you're here today. And what island are you from?
Yes,
tell
yeah.
us of the Caribbean, Rosa.
Yeah. I'm from the Dominican Republic, La Vega, El Campo de La Vega. But I live here in New York.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, La Vega, you say from El Campo. Wow, that's Taino territory
yeah,
right there.
Yeah,
right?
Man, so beautiful. Yeah, so beautiful out there. The river and everything. The trees is more like more connected with nature. Like when I was leaving, I was like I was more connected with nature, like grounding and everything. It was beautiful.
Wow. Did you have like a, as Spooky Lou was saying, not a paranormal experience, but did you have a spiritual connection to the land and the ancestors? Did you feel that energy, you know, coming towards you when you were there?
Yeah, to be honest with you, like, I feel it, but I was not familiar with it because, you know, my family is just, you know, the religion, you know, la católica.
Oh, right.
And, wow, it was, they don't believe in no magic and
yeah.
no culture. Like, it's just, you know, this being came and put this religion on us is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who's awake. My family
though. So you're the only one in your family that follows like the indigenous way,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I have to learn a lot more. Yeah.
Oh, definitely, Rosa. You know, it's interesting. You know, you hear these stories over and over. I've been hearing it over the years,
mm-hmm.
where people
mm-hmm.
will say, "I'm the only one in my family," you know, that talks about an Indio, you know, the spirituality, you know, everyone makes fun
yep.
of me. Well,
I'm the
well,
crazy
welcome,
one.
Well, welcome to the club, right?
Thank you.
Know,
yeah, that's, yeah.
Yep, I think to be a Taino, man, you have to be part of that, you know, you're like the oddity, the outcast, right, the family.
mm-hmm. Definitely,
well,
that's true words.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been looking at a lot of the merengue songs, right? Because, you know, the güiro
mm-hmm.
Is a Taino instrument. So the maraca
mm-hmm.
are Taino instruments. And it's used in merengue and bachata, right? The güiro, the maraca. So So I found a song. It was a group called Artillería. Have you heard of that group? La Artillería?
Artillería.
Yeah.
No.
No. I think it's an old school group, but I found, you know, I'm going through hundreds of songs, you know, on Amazon,
okay.
and I found this song because
mm-hmm.
before the Spaniards invasion, and during
mm-hmm.
the invasion, one of the great discoveries by Europe was tobacco. You know, tobacco is sacred for us. You know, the sacred tobacco.
Yeah.
And we used to smoke pipes. You know, we used to have pipes and smoke the tobacco. Dominican Republic, Quisqueya La Bella, they still make tobacco like the Taínos did. It's called Andujo, you know. I don't know if you heard of it, but you scrape it. You know, it takes 6 months to make. It's like a fermentation process. Once you take this tobacco, it's like this braid of tobacco of the plant and braid it so tight that you know, you just tighten it up, and sometimes they use horses to stretch it, you know, to make it as tight as possible. Yeah. And they put jagua plant over it, and they bury it for 6 months. And when they take it out the ground, it's so hard that you have to scrape it. You gotta use a knife to scrape it. When you put it in your pipe, you know, it's actually used as the anti-anxiety. You know, it relaxes
That's
you.
That's amazing. I never knew that. In my family, we think tobacco. Yeah, tobacco is like bad.
There you go.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And you know, a lot of these Golanderos from the islands, they use tobacco to open up the circulatory system. If you have problems with circulation, you smoke a cigar, and it opens you up. Because what happens when you smoke a cigar or a pipe? You get tingling all over your body at first if you're not used to it. Well, that tingling you feel, that's your blood vessels opening up and letting the oxygen through. So I found this song called La Vieja y su Pipa. The old woman and her pipe.
Wow, that's cool. That's
so funny. So I want you to listen to the song, and I want you to give me your interpretation of the song, okay?
Alright.
So, and all you listeners out there, want you to hear really good. Ready? Here we go. about that, huh?
It was a good sun, but the funny thing is they
tell me
like our people, like Dominican people, like they think to come to this country is like a big deal, like you like find money in the tree. So it's kind of like funny. It's like, wow, it's like, that's a funny thing, like we think like this is the big deal over here. But when you came here, it's like all different. It's different. It's way whole different than you imagine.
Now it seems like coming to New York, but the whole thing with the vieja y la pipa, right? Like she brought her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like bringing your tradition, like bringing your traditions to Puerto Rico, right? You know.
Yeah,
I mean, not to Puerto Rico, to New York, to New York.
Yeah, to New York. That's,
wow,
that's crazy.
Wow,
crazy,
but you know what? I want to get a shout out to all Dominicans out there who identify as Taino or who are just, you know, who claim Taino Dominican identity, because you know I've worked 15 years in hospice, the deaf and dying, and at least 85% of the people that I serve that were Dominican, at least 85%, no matter how sick they were, they wanted to be buried in Dominican Republic. They wanted to die back home. They wanted to die back in their home, in their town, in the pueblo, in their casita. Mm-hmm. That's where they wanted to die. Out of all the cultures, mm-hmm. you know, in the Caribbean, I saw that, man. Like, you know, wow, they want to go back home. That's like a connection to the land, right? As indigenous, you know, that's our connection.
That's,
you know?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way, too. Like, right now, I feel like I miss my island, you know? Like, being here is, like, different, you know? Like, I want to go back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, Stephanie Skies, mm-hmm. who's one of the co-hosts mm-hmm. here, Stephanie, she's on her way mm-hmm. tomorrow. She'll be in Borinquen, so we pray for her and her family that she enjoy
all
it,
right.
you know? Yeah,
awesome.
She wants to connect back. She wants to connect back to the land.
So
yeah. I'm so proud of her. She's been working on the Arayeke Constitution so we can
mm-hmm.
have a beautiful community, you know. So
that's,
as you know, Arayeke,
cool.
our goal as a tribe, as a nation, is to go back to the islands,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like our ancestors. You know, Roser, I'm going to play you a song. It's
mm-hmm.
one of my music teachers, Taino music teachers, all right? He's not with
mm-hmm.
us anymore. He died several years ago, which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, he died last year, and I'm looking for his song on my panel here, and I can't find it. Wow. But he dedicated this song to the Behiques, the medicine people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I played it a lot on this show. And
mm-hmm.
let me just look for it. I can't find it. What's going on? Oh, here it is. and I want you to hear it. It's all the words are in Taino. And basically he's saying that I am the servant of the people. I am the medicine, you know, woman or man.
Mm-hmm.
I serve the people. I serve God. And I serve my chief, my cacique. I am here for
mm-hmm.
the village. So I want you to hear. Mm-hmm. He recorded this song. All the instruments
mm-hmm.
he played, and he's using traditional Taino instruments, the drum, the mayawakana, the rattles, the shells, you name
that.
It. Yeah, so I want you to listen to this song. Let me know what you think. Ready for it?
All right.
Okay, this is Edwin, the late Edwin Cedeño from his CD Taino.
Yeah.
Wow, Rosa, what you think, man? It's Edwin Cedeño, the late Edwin from Puerto Rico, Borinquen.
Wow, that was amazing, yo. That was amazing. I feel my spirit dancing and my feet was moving. Wow, that was amazing, yo. I love it.
If you go to a time machine back to 1490, and you want to hear Taino music, I think this is the closest we can get, you know, because he's using all traditional instruments. The Mayhuacan drum, if you heard it, and he's doing in the rattles, the shells. He's actually using a skin drum, too, that we also use, the skin drum, you know? And this is amazing, right? Wasn't it cool? You felt it, right?
Yes, I felt it. Wow. Powerful music.
Thank you. Edwin, wherever you are, man, we still appreciate your music, and especially hearing Wasawara Taino Radio. Yep. You know, I'm going to introduce you to, I played her song, Anakauna. Her name is Ika Mateo, early in the show. You know, she's a very powerful woman. She's also from the Dominican Republic. I believe she's San Juan. She's not from San Juan Maguana, but she's, you know what? I have to get her on the show one day, but check this out. And I want you to be the co-hostess with me, okay, when I get her on the show. But
okay.
Yeah, but she's a musician all her life, singer. Mm-hmm. When she was in Dominican Republic during the President Balaguer, she sang a very political song. And as her band was on the stage, she started to sing it. The military came on the stage and they stopped her. The military.
Really?
They made her stop singing. Yeah, they took her out and she went into exile.
Oh my God.
Because they were going to kill
her.
Yes. As an
That's
activist.
Crazy.
So she went to Canada. She raised her children there. And she did a lot of research on percussion, drums and stuff, and Taino history. And she's back in the United States and she produced a lot of songs. This song is called Taínos. I want you to hear and see what you think about this style, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
About that one, he got my thing with Taínos.
She's powerful. I like when she say, "Nosotros todavía estamos aquí." Like we still here. Like I think she refer the Taíno because some people think that we're not still here, like Taíno, mm-hmm. like oh the Taíno
right.
disappear. I love that part. We're still here.
Isn't that amazing?
Powerful.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wow,
I'm gonna see if I can. We'll see if I can on the show next, you know, coming up soon. I'm going to make sure you're part of the discussion, okay? Inka Mateo.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm
man, she's amazing.
I love to look her old on YouTube. Oh, my God. I love her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I
she has the best
her.
Stuff. Yeah, and you know,
oh
she's walking the spiritual path, you know? So,
nice. Beautiful.
We have to make her honorary member of Arayeke. You know, we got to reach out.
Mm.
You know, I have, I'm going, this next song, I got two more songs. This one song is from a tribe called Lac Seol First Nation. That's all the way in Canada, okay? And this is part of the Niue Jinan Artist Project. What they did was they went to this project, a professional like studio recording people and musicians and singers. They went to a reservation in Canada, all these reservations, and they looked for children to sing, okay?
Wow.
To sing about their struggles, to sing about their story, you know? And they gave them the equipment to record these songs. This one kind of reminds me of our struggle. Like if you and I were teenagers again, we would be singing this song. That's how I feel. And try to listen to the words. There's some rap in there too, but the word the song is called "Echo My Soul." Echo My Soul. And when I saw that title, it's like, wow, that's what our ancestors do, right? They tug on our soul, you know. So I want you to. Now
that's
I'm right. hoping. I got the wrong title. I'm hoping I got the right song. Hold on a second.
Okay.
If not, I'm going to pause it really fast. If it's not the song, I kind of screwed up on the title here. But it's Echo My Soul.
It's all good.
Let's see.
Just because it's on a song doesn't mean we have to be. So we can fall, I guess it all depends on me. I will stand against the odds. Tell me what you wanna see. We
listen, come with me and I will make it clear. I know there's something big happening. We wanna rise up from the hole we're standing in. It's time to get out and find strength in my native pride. I will represent my land and make it right. Live in a small place, big dreams. I will take any chance that you give me. So let me think deep, don't wanna be forgotten. Wanna be a light while the devil plotting. I wanna see the truth, I'm just being honest. I wanna be the best, but I gotta keep it modest. I wanna see my culture succeed. I wanna feed that love inside me. Work endlessly to find the energy and give everything to be free.
It's a long road, but we'll get there.
Work endlessly to find the energy and give everything to be free.
The long road, find the strength in the love we have to get.
Some young people right there from
so amazing. And the same time it's like happy, but then like it makes you sad but happy. It's like wow. Like
I know. That's the lack of
so
First Nation. You know the first lyrics.
So
it says just because our town is small, I like to change town to island. Just because our island is small doesn't mean we have to be. Because we can rise or we can fall. I guess it all depends on me. Tell me what you want to see. That's how it starts off, you know?
Wow.
And it's just, that's like our story, right? It's Taínos, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
People kind of looked at us as we don't exist, you know?
That's very true.
You know? And,
very true.
Yeah, so. So check this out. Ready for this? I just wanted to change a little bit. Last but not least, we're going to close the show. Can you believe the hour already went by? Can you believe that?
Yeah.
The hour's almost done. So
yeah.
I'm going to really appreciate, but I'm going to get Juan Luis Guerra. Him as a singer. He's pretty cool.
Ooh, I love him.
Okay, now, in 1992, again, like I said, Alito, you know, he wrote this song. It's called Naboria Mayani Makana. I'm going to explain that later, okay? But I want you to hear the song. Really open up your heart. All you listeners out there, want to listen up, man. This is a really powerful song. And, wow, it's deep. It's deep. I want you to listen to it. Here we go. Juan Luis Guerra.
Makana.
this was a song that was introduced to me by Itaguatu from Borinquen. And oh man, what do you think about that song? Rosa, you still with me?
Hello.
Yeah, are you still with me? Yeah, what you
something,
thought about
that? Something wrong with my phone, sorry. It was powerful. Oh. It was definitely powerful. I kind of, you know, learning more the Taino language, kind of understand a little bit. But he was talking about, soy tu siervo, something like that.
Okay, let me read the Taino lyrics. I got the lyrics right here. Naboria taka aed, mayanini makana, naboria taka guatiao, make. Makani makana naboria daka eo, and he keeps repeating that. And then he goes kalichi, guarico guakia kalichi guariken, machichi mayoni makana machichi yu, pedi hiris naboria taka mayona makana, and he repeats that again. Let me give you a translation real fast. I am a servant. I am a servant. Don't kill me. I am a servant. Your blood brother. Don't kill me. I am your servant. I am a servant. Don't kill me. I am a servant. Stream from the high mountain. Come to us. Stream from the high mountain. Look. Look. Come and see my heart. Don't kill me. My heart. White. Black. Red. I am the servant. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. He's echoing the invasion of 1492.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I feel that.
And then Mayani Makana. That's the hold on a second. The stream from the high mountain. So, Rosa, just want to say we ran out of time. Can you believe it? We ran out of time. What you think, huh? Well, I'd like to thank you for coming to the show and help.
Thank you for receiving
as the hostess, and hopefully I'm gonna get you back. We'll get some more ingots on. We got some more ingots on.
Definitely.
So I'm gonna finish the night with the Atabe song. What do you think about Atabe, the Mother Earth song?
Nice. I love that.
And once again, it was written by Edwin Cedinho from his CD album Taino. Very hard album to get, but it's from Taino. It's called Atabe song. Ready for this one?
Thank you, yeah.
And we'll conclude the night. Have a good one. Everyone, thank you for listening to Guasabala Taino Radio, Radio Taino, Guasabala.
Atabera guagua bibi guagua bibi. Atabera guagua bibi guagua baba. Atabera guagua bibi guagua kiana guti. Atabera gua. Wasuimako atamera wa wasuimako.